Hey guys, hope you're having a wonderful day. Sarah and I are excited to share with you this sneak peek of a new podcast. We were given the opportunity by Wondery to share their new series, The Moment, and it's hosted by Ingrid Haas. And what is it? We thought it'd be a great podcast for you guys to listen to because obviously you're interested in relationships, love, improving these things in your life. And this podcast is a comedic exploration of the beautiful and complicated thing that we call love. And through the lens of some epic real life love stories, Ingrid looks for answers to the questions that all of us are really searching for. Well, maybe some of you and Sarah and I sometimes, and that includes, you know, will I ever find someone? How do I know that they're the one? And how the hell does anyone get to happily ever after anyways? And so the show explores everything from dating to falling in love to the stress of planning a wedding. I had none of that because Sarah did all the planning. And there is no perfect relationship and no perfect path to follow, as you know, if you listen to our show, but there are some great stories out there, and that's really what the podcast gets into.
The Moment shares stories complete with grand romantic gestures, surrendering to love, and for one couple, Taylor Swift even shows up to lend a hand. Pretty crazy.
Sarah wishes that was us.
I know, right?
Huge Taylor Swift fan.
I know. So check out this clip from The Moment and the super adorable story of Ross and Alex. You can find The Moment on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. And there will also be a link in the episode notes. We hope you guys enjoy.
Alex Goldschmidt had just gone on a really bad date in New York City.
It was sort of one of those nights where I was just like, all right, this is it. Like, it's either happening or it's not happening.
This wasn't the first time. Dating in your 20s can feel like a parade of awkward, confusing moments. And tonight wasn't any different. It was just not happening with this guy.
And so I was walking home and I had drank some wine and I tweeted something that was a little, like, depressing and sad. I tweeted, I pride myself on still thinking love can be like a romantic comedy, but sometimes I just think I'm behind and just won't catch up. I mean, when we're talking about red wine, like, I had had some red wine, okay? I was in my feelings at that moment.
After Alex sent that tweet, he put his phone in his pocket and didn't think about it again. But then, the most magical rom-commy thing ever happened. Taylor Swift, the Taylor Swift, saw it and replied to him.
She responded to that tweet saying, go read Gaga's tweet that she sent me a few months ago. It's good love luck because it's not a tweet. It's a magical spell.
If you're wondering why Taylor Swift followed Alex on Twitter, don't worry. We'll get into that. But it's not because he's famous. He's just a regular guy who really loves Taylor Swift. He followed her on Twitter religiously.
Taylor, a few months prior, had tweeted out, is it just me or is Lady Gaga, like, fully living right now? Hashtag goals. But Lady Gaga responded to that tweet and said, wow, you're a sweetheart. Life is friends, family, and love. We all see that in you. Your Prince Charming will come.
It was a spell that had brought Taylor good luck, and now she was passing it on.
And she told me, you're going to find someone you can't believe exists, and they'll feel the exact same way about you. I'm serious.
For whatever reason, tonight's trash fire of a bad date was a turning point for Alex. And Taylor Swift's advice was exactly what he needed to hear.
I had that aha moment of, like, you know what? I'm done. I'm done. I'm done craving love like this. Let me just wait until love finds me.
And it was his Twitter exchange with Taylor that finally brought this all home for Alex.
One of the biggest stars on the planet, who I look up to and adore, sees it because she randomly followed me on Twitter. What is the likelihood that this would happen? Like, this all seems like fate or like something bigger happening. I woke up the next morning and I was just like, cool, I'm going to focus on my career. I'm going to focus on loving where I live. I'm going to focus on loving every day of my life. I'm just going to focus on like being happy. It will come when it's meant to come.
Alex was through with love, at least for now. He wasn't going to worry about finding someone else. Except when Taylor Swift has cast a sort of magical spell on you, it's out of your hands. Your true love is bound to come along. From Wondery, I'm Ingrid Haas, and this is The Moment. This is episode one, the Taylor Swift of it all. I just got engaged. Congrats to me. And while my engagement story looks amazing on social media, I will say that love isn't all magic. In fact, the relationships that work in my life have used almost zero witchcraft at all. And believe me, I'm into witchcraft. I mean, I've done it all. I've put crystals all over my body, praying for the one to come. So I'm coming from a real place. I'm down with magic. But this series isn't just about the magic of love. It's also about the hard work, the unexpected turns love and relationships take. It's about what it takes for you or me or anyone to get to happily ever after. It's so hard to meet the person we want to spend the rest of our lives with. I'm no spring chicken. I've dated. It's a nightmare out there. It took me 4 failed relationships and approximately 1,000 awful internet dates. And then, once you find them, you're in a constant state of angst, wondering if they feel the same way about you, if you made the right choice, if we both want the same things. And that feeling doesn't always go away once you're in a relationship. Like the afternoon my fiancé proposed was magical. It was by a waterfall on the other side of the planet in New Zealand. The pictures are stunning. But what they don't show you is the meltdown I had the day before, where I refused to leave my bed because I was convinced he was never going to ask me to marry him. The only witness was a stranger my fiancé handed his camera to. She realized what was happening around the same time I did and kept shouting, "Oh my God! Oh my God!" But she got the shot, and I have that video forever. So if you're listening, thank you. Why do we feel the need to hike out to waterfalls in the world's most beautiful places just to ask someone a question? And what's the right way to show someone how much we love them? Does it even matter? And in the case of Alex Goldschmidt, there was some magic. Taylor Swift gave him hope. And then eventually, one of her songs would inspire his marriage proposal. In true Taylor fashion, it was bigger and better than he could have ever imagined.
So many people came up to me and were just like, "F you. You ruined proposals for everyone." They were like, "How am I supposed to propose now?" And I was like, sorry.
That's a lie. He's not sorry at all. But before Alex could put a ring on it, he'd have to find his person. And even with billions of people in the world, that can feel impossible. That was just a preview of The Moment. To hear the rest of the story, subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this right now.